Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Come on! The strong, the powerful Karen Mayo has returned to Lifeblood. Welcome back, Karen.
Thank you so much, George. So excited to be here today.
Yeah, excited to have you back on. Karen is an award-winning international best-selling author. She's certified in integrative nutrition, brain health by the Amen Clinics. She's a health and wellness expert. Karen, tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Whoa. Okay. So my personal life. I love to cook. I love to talk about food. I love eating food. I love sharing food, making food. All about food, right? So more about my work and why I do what I do. Well, my work is definitely a divine intervention. Everything I do is for the glory of God. It's that feeling, you know, that you get down in your belly when you know that you're just, meant for something bigger, you know? And I think I do what I do because I just love the transformation that I see, even with my friends and family, you know, that always come and ask me questions. You know, I have a migraine, or, you know, I'm trying to lose that, you know, that last 10 pounds or 5 pounds or whatever it is. And, you know, when it happens and they call you up and say, I did it. And that's really why I do what I do. It's so amazing to see people's lives transform.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. That is a pretty incredible thing right there. Somebody suffering from headaches or migraine, or if it's just not, it's not simple, but something as simple as trying to lose that extra 5 pounds, which so many of us, including myself, from time to time will certainly struggle with. If you're able to actually bridge that gap, that's a very powerful thing.
Yeah, and it's just actually tweaking what people are already eating. And when that happens, it's like a light bulb or an aha moment happens. And that's really, really great.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. So there's so many different things that we can be focused on, right? If it's a specific kind of diet, or if we're trying to lose weight or build muscle or whatever it might be. And then you start thinking about, okay, how do I make sure that I have a healthy heart? How do I make sure I have a healthy brain, which is something that it's important to me to have a healthy brain or a healthier brain or whatever. So how do you think about brain health? How does that fit into your world?
Right. So being certified in brain health, and I actually, as an integrative nutritionist, I specialize in brain health. You know, it's like taking care of the whole person, that body-mind connection. Putting together a nutrition plan unique to each person's brain can be very beneficial. Your brain actually uses 30% of the calories that you put into your body. And actually what happens is that those calories affect how your brain works. Your brain is also the fattest organ in your body. Did you know that?
I did not.
So yes, the brain is the fattest organ. It's 3 pounds of fat. And that's why the need for omega-3s every day is so, so important. So when we eat better, our brain and our body are better. And our overall longevity, and really genetics. I mean, genetics, people talk about genetics. Oh, I can't lose weight because of genetics. Well, that's not true, because it's only 30% genetics. And really the other 70% is your affected by your lifestyle choices and your unhealthy eating habits. Matter of fact, in the past 10 years, 41% has led to the rapid rise of ADD, ADHD, and they're due to many of the factors that we were just talking about, like low fat, low fiber diets, high glycemic diets. And it was also the increased use of electronics, decreased exercise, and actually the lack of sleep. Lack of sleep will increase inflammation in your body, and it will inhibit your weight loss.
It's like this perfect awful storm, like literally, of all these damaging things coming together with the crap that we're putting into our bodies in the form of bad food, in the form of electronics and the lights and everything else. And then we're not sleeping, and all of a sudden we're not healthy anymore.
Right. So, you know, it's everything that's coming at us. And, you know, it did take 10 years for all this to happen. So, you know, just taking a little time, just to be mindful of your electronics at nighttime, like when you're eating dinner, just put them on silent. You don't necessarily have to turn them off, but you don't need to be listening to all the dings and, you know, the phone call or whatever, you know, because it's distracting. And, you know, the kids actually, you know, they say within 10 years, the kids are going to have digital dementia. And who the heck knows what that's going to look like? It's really scary place that we're in right now. Actually, if we can be aware of it and switch that and just be mindful of that, we can do this. You know,
digital dementia. I've never heard that term before. It sounds bad.
It is bad. It's very bad. You know, the kids are learning on their electronics. They're not learning skills out in the world.
So that's a whole nother podcast right there. and one worthy for sure of talking about. I really want to get back to the brain, that it's 3 pounds of fat, and why not, right? Well, why wouldn't my brain be made of fat? I had no idea what it was made of before. And certainly I am somebody, and I can't imagine that there's too many people, but maybe that's not the case. I want to be as healthy and as sharp from a mental standpoint as I possibly can be for as long as I can be. And is there a reason that shouldn't be the case?
No, I mean, to be honest, Alzheimer's actually starts decades before it's even diagnosed. So you have to start now. If you have a history of, you know, Alzheimer's or dementia, or you had any head trauma, let's say like accidents or playing sports, horse riding accidents, or anything like that, car, bicycle, falling down the stairs, like just any type of accident where you hit your head, you should really think about getting, number one, calling me, getting on a food, and also getting an appointment at the Amen Clinics. There's so many things to do, but definitely start with food and supplements. You know, because food can be medicine, and then also food can be poison, right? So we either can enhance our brain health, or we can, you know, give ourselves brain fog and messy moods, you know, people who are always up and down.
Yeah, so, which I know I've certainly experienced. And I think I could probably tell you, if I put this in my mouth, here's how I'm going to feel, you know, 20 minutes, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours later. And I think it's, if you want to get in a fight with somebody, talk about, you know, your favorite kind of a diet, if they're the opposite, or if they don't necessarily think that. But does everybody's body respond differently to different foods?
Absolutely. Yes. Because every body is unique. I love that. You know, every single person is different of their makeup. And that's what, you know, so much that I love about the challenge of working with different people. And that's to figure out what blood work you have, and to figure out what supplements you need, and to figure out what food you need. So that's the things that I love to do. Like putting together a puzzle. Like I have all these puzzle pieces. And also, you know, with eating healthy, brain and cognitive function is so much better. Who wants to walk around in brain fog? Not me.
No.
But a lot of people do. And health is our greatest wealth that we have.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, it is a conscious choice, at least from my perspective, that I am choosing if I'm exercising or if I'm eating. And if I've just conditioned myself to only eat crap, and this is just the way that I've been feeling for a long time, I maybe just don't even realize that I could be feeling considerably better.
It's true, because once you start feeling so much better, and you won't even, like, it's so day and night that you won't want to feel bad. You won't, I mean, yeah. So it's about living, right? It's not about dieting. That's my slogan. It's not about dieting. It's about living. But yes. So you have to live, right? So all the holidays, you know, your birthday, everything, yes, have a piece of cake, but you know, really honestly, stay away from the corn, the canola, the fried. That is the number one, one of the number one foods, or even stuff that you fry, that will lead to heart disease and you know, blocking of the arteries. That canola is so bad, so bad.
So that's a type of vegetable oil.
Yes. Yeah. Well, people think it's vegetable oil that's so good for us. And it is number one, genetically modified, and it is so bad for us. So just because it says vegetable oil doesn't mean that it's good for us.
Yeah, that's so interesting right there. I guess I never really thought that when I see vegetable, I think, oh, good, healthy. And how would oil from a vegetable, how would that not be bad? But to your point, it's the worst.
It's the worst. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, corn. And I mean, we can go down the line. But soybeans is another one. It's one of the processed and genetically modified foods. So that's another one. Soybeans are not healthy. Many yeah. people think they are, but they're not.
They absolutely are not. So you mentioned blood work. So I guess I'd love to hear, how do I figure out, let's just say I call you or I email you. I say, hey, Karen, my name's George. I heard you on this podcast. I'm interested in figuring out what foods are right for my body. I want to develop this is the most important thing. One of the most important things I can do. I'm ready to take ownership of this. How do we figure this out?
Sure. So, I would love to get the blood work from you, from your doctor, or you can do your most recent blood work through Amen Clinics, or you can go to Quest or however you want to go through, whoever. And then we will go through your blood work and we will read it. You'll understand what that means and what the solution can be. And then we work with your doctor to get all of that done.
Okay. So I can just reach out to my primary care physician and say, hey, I'm trying to put together a custom meal plan. Can you share with me my most recent blood work and just
correct.
And that'll give you what you need.
Yes.
Got it. Fascinating. And that's just yeah. your training and your ability to look at everything and say, oh, look at that. George really responds well, or he needs what just from there. How do we figure that out? Or right. so, what is that?
Yeah. So the blood work, and then also, you know, just even looking at certain factors of the blood work, I'm able to do that. So I'm certified in reading blood work and also genetics and DNA.
Okay. And so what does it kind of boil down to? Is it say 30% of your diet needs to be fat, you know, 60% needs this. We need to be supplementing with these minerals and these vitamins. Does it get yeah. down to that level?
Yep, sure does. It goes to even protein levels, right? So high protein, medium protein, low protein. Well, no one's really low protein, but unless you have blood work, that's really outrageous. But so it's a difference of carbohydrates to fat to protein.
Got it. Carbohydrates, fat, and protein. And okay.
Yeah, can I say that? Please. The carbohydrates obviously are simple and complex. So the simple is the sugars and the complex is our vegetables and other carbohydrates.
So I should have what? 30% sugar? Just kidding.
No! No, George.
0% sugar.
No, that's not true. So, you know, like fruit has sugar in it, but those are natural sugars, right? So we all know what natural sugars are. It's the added sugar. It's the sugar that you can't read on labels. And that's a whole nother podcast, by the way, the 40 gazillion names of sugar and what they do.
You know, you are obviously immersed in this world. I don't know that I knew up until probably fairly recently that what you just said is you kind of take as obvious. That's not necessarily obvious to a lot of people, knowing that the sugar that comes from a glass of orange juice, that's not necessarily a good thing either. But so, yeah, I think we should do an entire podcast on just how to understand sugar and to be, again, mindful of it. So, and then once I know here's the breakdown of my carbohydrates, my fats, my proteins, do you then help me put together just the actual different meals, or does it depend on what a person wants?
Yeah. So I don't like to limit people. I don't like to limit any of my clients. But yes, so we'll go through what you like to eat. And again, it's not about dieting, it's about living. So if there happens to be something that, let's just say pizza, and who doesn't love pizza, right? I love pizza too. But you know, it's on the weekend that you have it, and you have it with a salad. So good green salad with your pizza will save you so many, let's say calories. Because what happens is, the greens in the salad help to oxidize the stress that the gluten or the pizza and the cheese and everything else is putting on your body. So it actually is preparing your body to help break down the gluten and the fat, the carbohydrate in the pizza. So yes, you can have pizza, but have a salad with it. And the science is behind that too. So, and that's another thing I love, because I'm a total science nerd. I love to learn about what food does to our body, and also how it interacts with the other food that's in our body as well. So I love food, and I'm a science nerd. So I love that.
Yeah, I think that's cool. And when you say it like that, it's obvious, but otherwise I think a lot of the time we probably think about I think about just food in different silos. And I don't think about them all interacting together when I'm eating a piece of pizza and a salad. I think, oh, okay, I guess it's good to have salad. And oh, I know I like pizza. But in fact, when I put those in my mouth at relatively the same time or in the same meal, that there's something going on.
Yeah, it's science.
Science. Yeah. So the more we can educate on that, and obviously, the whole goal here is optimizing my overall health so I feel good, but then also helping my brain get healthy. Can I, for lack of a better term, make my brain healthier?
Yes. Yes, you can. It's never too late. So
it's made of fat, but
yeah. Healthy fats. So let's say nuts, nut butter, coconut, avocado, you know, olive oil, olives, you know, all of those nice healthy fats. Mediterranean diet is really good. So that's the olive oil, the fish, your vegetables. So that's an all around kind of Mediterranean eating.
Yeah. So the more healthy fats, my brain wants that.
Your brain is actually craving that. And the omega-3s too. So a little tip on the omega-3s. If you happen to get omega-3s like fish oil or whatever, and you're burping that up, your bottle of omega-3s or your bottle of fish oil is rancid. Throw it away. Mm-hmm. Don't buy it again. So you should never burp up fish. That is no. Yeah, never burp up fish. If you need a good brand, you can go to brainmd.com. And Dr. Amen has a formulation that is formulated for your brain.
Nice. Yeah. So that's fascinating. And I've heard that before, that a lot of the, sometimes the products that, that we buy are in fact rancid, that they've gone bad. And so, you know, when you are burping and you are getting that fish taste, which is gross and nobody wants that anyway, but that's a surefire sign that your product is bad.
Yes, absolutely. And just be careful too. There's a lot, there are a lot of places that have vitamins on their shelves for a gazillion months and we don't know if they're good or bad. So just be careful where you get your supplements from, because just because you're putting them in doesn't mean you're actually getting the nutrition out of them.
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing too, is it's actually absorbing into my body. So is that a function of the actual food itself, but then how I'm preparing it? Is it all of it that it's getting actually delivered into my, where it needs to go?
Right. So that's another whole nother podcast, just so you know. But the short of it is just to make sure that you're eating slow, you're chewing properly, you know, slow down eating and chewing. So when you're chewing at least 20 times or 30, I'm going to say 20 just because it's probably doable, where 30 is better, but it's not so doable. So, but when you're chewing, you're breaking down obviously the food. So the food then is able to get into your, you know, your body, because it's broken down smaller, and your, the saliva and enzymes are actually able to absorb it when it goes down through your, you know, your stomach, your small intestine, and then it gets absorbed and then moves down through. So yes, make chewing, taste your food, make sure you're getting good supplements, and yeah, I'm not going to talk about that right now, but but yeah.
I love that. And it's possible that there's a lot of people like me that when they eat pizza, they don't chew it at all. They just sort of ingest it immediately. So chewing 20 times, good rule of thumb.
Well, that's why the salad is good. Adding in the salad. So you're chewing too. Yes, I get it. So pizza. Yes, it's so yummy. The sauce, you just want to swallow it. I get that. But slow down just a little bit, or take smaller bites. You know, really enjoy your pizza. And you probably will eat less.
Smaller bites.
And you'll have less brain fog the next day.
I like it. Small bites. That is how we eat elephants and how we should be eating pizza and tackling all of life's challenges, Karen. I love it. Well, I appreciate you coming back on. How can people, where can people learn more about you? How can people connect with you?
Sure. My website, which is KarenMayo.com. Instagram, my handle is @MindfulMayo. And I have an email, coach@KarenMayo.net.
Perfect. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Karen your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to KarenMayo.com. Find her on Instagram at MindfulMayo and shoot her an email at coach@KarenMayo.net. Perfect.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, I will list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Karen.
Thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.